Will rising fuel costs from the war in Iran be a boon for Oklahoma's economy? And a new exhibit celebrates 100 years of Route 66 in Oklahoma. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Nick Daniels. Despite peace talks between the U.S. and Iran, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, constricting global oil supplies and spiking prices. Oklahoma oil companies are profiting, but as Lionel Ramos reports, the state's greater economy will see only slight gains.
The Strait of Hormuz is a narrow waterway between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. It's where 20 million barrels of crude oil are moved through on any given day. That's a fifth of the global supply. Iran, which controls traffic through the strait, has closed it off since the U.S. launched an opening salvo of attacks on the country in February, citing the need to quell its nuclear weapon ambitions. The conflict has led to higher gas prices, and it means that energy companies in Oklahoma and across the country have been making steep profits. But as a late May study from the Kansas City Federal Reserve points out, those profits aren't likely to spur greater economic and workforce growth in Oklahoma, as natural gas prices, a greater driver of the state's economy, slowly drop and companies hold off on new drilling projects while they wait out the war. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are just one win away from advancing to the NBA Finals for a second straight season following a 127-114 victory over the San Antonio Spurs last night. Coach Mark Dagnall says his team's aggressiveness was noticeably different from their 21-point loss in Game 4.
I thought we were first to the fight tonight, you know, on both ends, and we weren't the other night, you know, and so that's why that game went the way it did, and I think that's why tonight went the way it did.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led OKC with 32 points, followed by Alex Caruso with 22 off the bench. Jared McCain added 20 points in the first start of his NBA career. The Thunder look to close out the series in Game 6, which is set for tomorrow evening in San Antonio. The NCAA Women's College World Series kicks off Thursday in Oklahoma City. The games are expected to contribute about $25 million to the local economy. The Greater Oklahoma City Chamber says the massive influx of out-of-town visitors pushed downtown OKC hotel occupancy rates to more than 90% for the tournament's opening weekend. More than 120,000 attendees are expected at Devon Park through June 5th. The Chamber says the College World Series is one of the city's largest annual tourism draws. No Oklahoma softball teams made it to the postseason tournament this year. Route 66 turns 100 this year, and to celebrate, the Oklahoma History Center is offering a condensed journey through Oklahoma's portion of the Mother Road. Grayson Wheeler has more on the new exhibit called The Longest Stretch, Route 66 in Oklahoma.
Dana Robinson is one of the exhibit's curators. She says it was hard to pare down the story of Route 66 in Oklahoma, which, after all, contains a longer drivable stretch of the Mother Road than any other state.
But we can't talk about each town because that's a lot. I was like, well, how about we just pick a couple that aren't usually getting their story told?
The exhibit takes visitors through the century and along the road. It starts in 1926 in Quapaw, where Route 66 crosses into northeast Oklahoma. Then it moves forward and westward until it reaches 21st century Texola on Oklahoma's western border. The exhibit is open now through 2027. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.